Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate two highway projects worth 11,000 crore rupees in national capital today. BJP parliamentary board to meet in New Delhi this evening, likely to discuss candidate for vice presidential elections. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla returns to India, receives grand welcome at Delhi airport. Election Commission of India says utmost transparency maintained in preparing electoral rolls. Political parties involved at every stage. India's electronics exports surged by over 47% in first quarter of current fiscal compared to corresponding period last year. And in badminton, India's Tanya Hemant clinches women's singles title at Saipan International 2025 in Northern Mariana Islands. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi today. These projects include the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway and Urban Extension Road 2, UER2. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also address the gathering. A report from our correspondent.
These projects have been developed as part of the government's comprehensive plan to decongest the national capital. The projects aim to significantly improve connectivity, reduce travel time, and ease traffic in Delhi and its surrounding areas. The 10.1-kilometer long Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway has been developed at a cost of over 5,300 crore rupees. This section will provide multimodal connectivity to Yashobhoomi, the DMRC Blue and Orange Lines, the upcoming Bijwasan Railway Station, and the Dwarka Cluster Bus Depot. The Alipur to Dichaukala stretch of UER2, along with the new links to Bahadurgarh and Sonipat, is being constructed at a cost of around 5,580 crore rupees. It will ease traffic on Delhi's inner and outer ring roads, as well as the busy points like Mukarba Chowk, Dhola Kuan, and NH9. In a social media post, Prime Minister reaffirmed the government's unwavering commitment to enhancing the ease of living for citizens by giving a significant boost to infrastructure development in the national capital region. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
A meeting of the BJP parliamentary board is expected to be held at the party headquarters in New Delhi today. All parliamentary board members of the party will attend the meeting. Party sources said discussions are likely to be held on the candidate for the vice presidential elections. On 6th of this month, leaders of the ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, had unanimously passed a resolution authorizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda to finalize the NDA's candidate for the vice presidential election. The NDA enjoys a comfortable majority in the Electoral College, which includes members of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. Nominations for the vice presidential election can be filed till Thursday. India's space hero, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, received a warm welcome upon his arrival at Delhi's International Airport early this morning. He was warmly received at the airport by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, and ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan. After making history as the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, Shubhanshu Shukla underwent rehabilitation in the United States to recover from the physical demands of his groundbreaking mission. Mr. Shukla piloted NASA's Axiom 4 mission, which launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida on the 25th of June this year. During the mission, he conducted groundbreaking microgravity experiments aimed at advancing scientific research in space. He safely returned to Earth on the 15th of last month. Mr. Shukla is also one of the astronauts shortlisted for India's first human space flight mission, Gaganyaan, which is set to launch by the end of next year. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has said that utmost transparency is the hallmark of electoral roll preparation as per law, rules and guidelines. In a statement, the poll body said that political parties were involved at every stage of preparing electoral rolls, which is a multi-stage exercise. A report.
The Election Commission of India has criticized political parties and individuals for raising concerns over alleged errors in electoral rolls from previous elections. The poll body said that the appropriate time to raise any issue with the electoral rolls would have been during the claims and objections period of that phase, which is precisely the objective behind sharing the electoral rolls with all political parties and the candidates. The Election Commission clarified that had such issues been flagged during the stipulated time, they could have been examined and, if genuine, corrected by the electoral registration officers before the elections. The commission also highlighted that several political parties and their booth-level agents failed to review the draft rolls during the appropriate time and did not raise objections. This is Ritu Srivastava from News Desk.
President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla to discharge the functions of Nagaland Governor in addition to his own duties. A Rashtrapati Bhavan communique said, consequent upon the demise of Nagaland Governor Laganesan, the President has appointed Mr. Bhalla as the Governor of the state. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIS News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India's electronics exports have seen a surge of over 47% in the first quarter of 2025-26 over the same quarter in 2024-25. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said it is a sweet success story for Make in India, which has led to an exponential growth in electronics production from $31 billion to $133 billion in a decade beginning 2014-15. He said the government has created several enablers for making India Atmanirbhar in manufacturing. Mr. Goyal said, as a result, India has moved from having two mobile manufacturing units in 2014 to over 300 today. He said one of the greatest journeys has been the transformation from a mobile importer to becoming the world's second largest mobile phone manufacturer. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day official visit to Nepal beginning today at the invitation of his Nepalese counterpart Amrit Bahadur Rai. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, said India and Nepal share strong and friendly ties which have seen concrete progress in recent years in diverse areas of cooperation. It said India attaches high priority to its relations with Nepal under its neighbourhood first policy. The MEA said Foreign Secretary's upcoming visit continues the tradition of regular high-level exchanges between the two countries and will be an opportunity to further advance the bilateral ties. Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of the Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India beginning tomorrow. He is visiting India at the invitation of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During the visit, the Chinese Foreign Minister will hold the 24th round of the Special Representative's talks on the India-China boundary question with India's Special Representative, Mr. Doval. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will hold a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart. US President Donald Trump has said that Ukraine should make a deal to end the war with Russia because Russia is a very big power and Ukraine is not. In a post-summit interview, Mr. Trump urged Kyiv to compromise and make a deal. He said that his role was not to negotiate on Ukraine's behalf, but to get the parties to the table.
Well, I think those are points that we negotiated, and those are points that we largely have agreed on, actually. I think we've agreed on a lot. But the meeting was a very warm meeting between two very important countries, and it's very good when they get along. I think pretty close to a deal. Now, look, Ukraine has to agree to it.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on a social media post said, stopping the killing is a key element of stopping the war. Zelensky is scheduled to meet Trump in Washington tomorrow. Mr. Trump's comments after the summit indicate a dramatic shift in his position on how to end the war, having said earlier that he wanted a ceasefire rapidly. Ukraine's main demand has been a quick ceasefire before talks about a longer-term settlement. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called his visit to Alaska, where he met with U.S. President Donald Trump, timely and useful. Briefing his cabinet and other officials at the Kremlin, he said that the very frank and substantive talk at the summit on the Ukraine conflict moved the Kremlin nearer to making a decision. Mr. Putin said he shared President Trump's desire to end the Ukraine war as soon as possible and settle all issues. The Russian leader also called for turning the page in bilateral relations, resuming cooperation, and inviting Mr. Trump to Moscow. And now, news from the world of sports.
In badminton, Indian shuttler Tanya Hemant clinched the women's singles crown at the Saipan International 2025 in the Northern Mariana Islands. The top seed, ranked 86th in the world, defeated Japan's Kane Sakai 2-0 in the finals yesterday under the Badminton World Federation's new 3-15 scoring format. This is Tanya's first international challenge of the year and the fourth of her career. In squash, India's Anahat Singh will take on second-seeded Habiba Hani of Egypt in the finals of the Bega Open in Australia today. Top seed Anahat defeated Egypt's Noor Kafagi 3-2 in the semifinals yesterday. Despite an injury during the match, Anahat showed great determination to outlast Kafagi. With 12 PSA titles from 18 events, Anahat is emerging as a dominant force on the squash circuit. On to football. Mohun Bagan Giant are all set to take on East Bengal in the quarterfinals of the Durand Cup in Kolkata today. The match will kick off at 7 PM Indian Standard Time. Mohun Bagan are aiming for their 18th Durand Cup title, while East Bengal seeks to win their 17th. In another quarterfinals clash, Jamshedpur FC will take on Diamond Harbour FC today at 4 PM. The winner of both these matches will advance to the semi-finals. Sanyukta Yadav, Sports Desk.
India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Madhya Maharashtra, Konkan, Goa and Telangana today. It forecast extreme heavy rainfall conditions over some parts of coastal Karnataka, south interior Karnataka, west Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat tomorrow. The Regional Meteorological Centre Mumbai has issued a heavy rainfall warning for Maharashtra till Thursday. Based on the forecast, the State Emergency Operations Centre has alerted the public to be cautious of possible very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall accompanied by strong winds. More from our correspondent.
Mumbai and its neighbouring areas have been witnessing heavy incessant rainfall since Friday, affecting normal life. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert and predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in the Mumbai city and suburbs today. According to IMD, rough sea conditions are expected along the entire Konkan coast in the coming 3-4 days with wind speeds reaching 50 to 60 kilometers. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea during this period. The IMD has issued red alert for the Ghats of Pune and issued an orange alert for 11 districts in the state for today. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. No extra 25% tariff on India over Russia oil hints Trump is a top headline in the Asian Age. Hindustan Times quotes a government official as saying that the GST overhaul announced by Prime Minister Modi will ease the burden on exporters amid trade turbulence. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will hold talks in Delhi on the pending boundary issue ahead of Prime Minister Modi and President Xi Jinping meet in China, reports the Tribune. The centre has opposed the Supreme Court decision to set deadline for the president and the governor to act on bills forwarded by state legislatures, saying they can cause constitutional disorder, writes the Indian Express. And finally, the Times of India quotes a new study that reveals that adults in Delhi and surrounding cities spend around 5.5% of their waking hours living with a headache. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate two highway projects worth 11,000 crore rupees in national capital today. BJP parliamentary board to meet in New Delhi this evening, likely to discuss candidate for vice presidential elections. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla returns to India, receives grand welcome at Delhi airport. Election Commission of India says utmost transparency maintained in preparing electoral rolls. Political parties involved at every stage. India's electronics exports surged by over 47% in first quarter of current fiscal compared to corresponding period last year. And in badminton, India's Tanya Hemant clinches women's singles title at Saipan International 2025 in Northern Mariana Islands. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.